Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. He is worthy to be praised, to be glorified, to be honored. Hallelujah. Blessed is his name. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, come and take preeminence in this service. Holy Spirit, we bless you. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we surrender completely and totally to you. Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we love you. We need you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, teach us in the name of Jesus. We surrender completely and totally to you. Not only physical, spiritual, emotional. Take complete and absolute control. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you, Lord, for the air that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for always providing for us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. You are always so faithful, awesome, God. But Almighty God, we serve. We thank you, God. We bless your name. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our spouses, our children. In the name of Jesus. We bless you. Oh, Father God, you said, hallelujah, on this mount, it will be provided. So, Father God, you said, who can ascend unto the hill of the Lord? He that have a clean heart, a clean hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we know there are that you have requirements for us to come higher in you. But we thank you for the crucifixion. We thank you for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We thank you that Jesus paid the price that now we can come boldly to the throne of grace. So this morning, Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Father, forgive us of every sin we have committed. In thought, in word, in deed, O God, we are truly sorry, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we repent, O God. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to help to look back. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you that by faith, as your word says, when we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for mercy not only for ourselves, mercy for our children and grandchildren, mercy for our spouses, mercy for each and every one of us here this morning in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh God, we thank you for your holy blood. We thank you for your precious blood. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. It can wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, wash us, purify us. Lord, we thank you for your precious blood, your redeeming blood. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes, our offices in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, we thank you for the holy blood. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father, we soak our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood of Jesus, all that has connected to us, oh God. Cleanse us, wash us, purify us, justify us, redeem us through the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless you. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us, oh God. Breathe upon each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I lift up this morning, oh God. Says Connie, Evangelist Connie, oh God. Oh, Father God, you know all that she's been through, oh God. Father God, I pray, Lord, that you will heal her completely and totally, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you will strengthen her faith, that she will not give up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that your divine visitation, that you will visit her home in the name of Jesus. Lord, let her feel your presence, oh God. In the name of Jesus, touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command her body to come into alignment with the holy word of God. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, Evangelist Connie is healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for our partnership with this ministry. We thank you, Lord. We bless you for her and her husband, the family, the children. Hallelujah. Her children, her adult children, her grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we pray to the Lord that you will continue to comfort her heart. In the name of Jesus, over the death of her father and her sister, oh God. Wrap your loving arms around them. In the name of Jesus, pour upon them the oil of gladness. In the name of Jesus, take away the garment of praise, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the wave of glory touch her. Let the wave of glory touch her husband. In the name of Jesus, the wave of glory. Release your grace, your rain upon us, oh God, wave of glory. In the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning I lift up Denise, oh God. I pray, oh God, for complete and total healing in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you be with her as she goes to get her procedure done. Be with her, God, and protect her. I cover her in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns her in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, I thank you for complete and total healing for Denise in the name of Jesus. I cover the doctors in the blood of Jesus, the medication in the blood of Jesus, our chart, the nurses that take it up and down, oh God, in the blood of Jesus. Father, Denise is your daughter, oh God, and we know, Lord, that hallelujah. Can you hear me? Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Just press one on your keypad if you can hear me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uriyamase, can you hear me? Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Uriyamase teriyakur mase teriyaku. Ukurumase teriyakur mase teri karamase teriyakuriyamase. Oh, yes, teriyakur mase teriyaka. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the healing process that's going on right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, oh God, Denise is made whole in the name of Jesus. We, oh God, send your holy angels to be with us 24/7, oh God. You be that doctor, oh God, doing the procedure. You take charge, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we charge the environment, oh God, with the supernatural blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let the presence of Jesus fill that place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for Denise's mother, Allison. We pray for her father, oh God, her stepdad. We pray for her children, oh God, her siblings, that you will continue to be with them, oh God, guiding them, protecting them, giving them that peace that surpasses of all understanding, because they trust you, oh God. Oh God, once again, we lift up Denise's son to you, the oldest one, and we pray for your divine intervention, oh God. Oh, Father, help this child, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cover him, cover the children in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the children. We thank you, Lord, for Denise. We thank you. We praise you in advance. Oh, God, we know it is done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for full recovery, oh, God. Hallelujah, that you will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We bless you, oh God. We thank you for Mother Somerville, oh God. We thank you for the complete and total healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, she is healed, oh God. We thank you for making her whole. We thank you for strengthening her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the helpers that you have sent, oh God, to be with her, to assist her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for more grace and glory, more grace and glory to rest upon Mother Somerville in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that you will continue to comfort Pastor Young over the loss of her brother and the family, oh God. Give them beautiful ashes. Give them the coming of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness, oh God. Oh, Father God, pray that you will continue to wrap your loving arms around and keep them. Let them be comforted, no absent in the body, his presence with the Lord, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the life of Pastor Young Brother, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for his family, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for unity and oneness in his family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless you. We bless you for Pastor Young. We bless you. Fatmata has so many losses of brothers and things, oh God. And oh, Father God, I pray that you will continue to comfort her, oh God. I say thank you, Lord, for releasing that joy, unspeakable joy within her spirit, man. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And oh, Father, we pray for Fatmata's family, those who are might be still grieving, oh God, to lose a loved one. It is not easy. But Lord, we know that you would give them that garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for all those right now that are not doing well in the body. Oh God, we pray for healing right now in the body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you for your blood, the precious blood, the holy blood of Jesus Christ. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children and grandchildren, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, oh God, those that are connected to us, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for all your promises are yes and amen. And so, Lord, we just honor you. Hallelujah. Honor you, oh God. We bless your name. We hunger and thirst after your righteousness. You said, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So, Father God, we pray that you will fill us up to an overflowing in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven, O God. Father, we thank you this morning for fresh oil, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Oria Makaya Seteria Kurumasim. Hallelujah, Rama Seteria Kurumasim. Thank you for your presence, oh God. Thank you that you're right here with us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as we bring the word and the scripture, Father God, we pray for the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we bless you and we praise your name. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah, we have prayed. And let all God's children say amen and amen. Once again, I want to say good morning to those of you that's just joining us. And we apologize, but I don't know, sometimes the line just goes bad, but thank God you stayed on the line. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Chronicles 6. And what I want you to do this all through this, the rest of the year, and I want to bring it right now before I give this word. that everybody should keep on praying for the children. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Keep on praying for the children. Let it be a part of your daily prayer. Let it be just there that every day you pray for your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Make us pray. Even if it takes you 5 or 10 minutes a day, pray for them. Hallelujah. And if they are around you, you can anoint them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Keep these children covered under the blood of Jesus. Pray for your children. I keep hearing it praying for our children, whether they are adult children or whether they are young children. Pray for your children. Hallelujah. So I want to take you to 2 Chronicles chapter 6. 2 Chronicles chapter 6. 2 Chronicles chapter 6. In the name of Jesus. It says, Solomon's prayer of dedication. Then Solomon spoke. The Lord said, he would dwell in the dark cloud. I have surely built you an exalted house, a place for you to dwell in forever. Then the king turned and blessed the whole assembly of Israel, while all the assembly of Israel was standing. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has fulfilled with his hands what he has spoken with his mouth to my father David, saying, since the day that I brought my people out of the land of Egypt, I have chosen those tribes of Israel to which to build a house that my name might be there, nor did I choose any man to be ruler over my people Israel. Yet I have chosen Jerusalem that my name may dwell there, and I have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of my father David to build. Now it was in the heart of my father David to build a temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father, this is Solomon speaking, but the Lord said to my father David, whereas it was in your heart to build a temple for my name, you did well in that it was your heart. Nevertheless, you shall not build a temple, but your son who will come from your body, he shall build the temple for my name. So the Lord has fulfilled his word which he spoke, and I have filled the position of my father David and sit on the throne of Israel as the Lord promised. And I have built a temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And there I have put the ark in which is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with the children of Israel. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord, altar of the Lord, in the presence of all the assembly of Israel. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands. For Solomon had made a bronze platform 5 cubits long. Please pay attention. 5 cubits wide and 3 cubits high, and has set it in the midst of the court and stood on it, knelt down on his knees before all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven or on earth like you, who keep your covenant and mercy with your servants who walk before you with all their heart. You have kept what you promised your servant David, my father. You have spoken with your mouth and fulfilled it with your hand as it is this day. Therefore, Lord God of Israel, now keep what you have now. Now, therefore, Lord God of Israel, keep what you promised your servant David, my father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man sit before me on the throne of Israel. Only if your sons take heed to their way and they walk in my law as you have walked before me. And now, O Lord God of Israel, let your word come true, which you have spoken to your servant David. For will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot continue. How much less this temple which I have built? Yet regard the prayer of your servant and his supplication, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you, that your eyes may be opened toward this temple day and night, toward the place which you said you will put your name, that your people may hear the prayer which your servant makes toward this place. And may you hear the supplications of your servant and of your people Israel, when they pray toward this place, hear from heaven your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. If anyone sins against his neighbor and is forced to take an oath and comes and take an oath before your altar in this temple, then hear from heaven and act and judge your servants, bringing retribution on the wicked by bringing his way on his own head. Ahead and justifying the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness. Or if your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, and return and confess your name and pray and make supplications before you in this temple, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them back to the land which you gave to them and their fathers. When the heavens are shut and there is no rain, because they have sinned against you, when they pray towards this place and confess your name, and turn from that sin because you afflict them, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, is that you may teach them the good way in which they should walk, and send rain on your land which you have given to your people as an inheritance. When there is famine in the land, pestilence of blight and mildew, locusts of grasshopper, when the enemies besiege them in the land of their cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, wherever prayer, whatever supplication is made by anyone or by all your people Israel, that each one knows his own burden and his own grief and spread out his hands to this temple, then hear from heaven your dwelling place and forgive and give to everyone according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you alone know the hearts of the sons of men, that they may fear you to walk in your ways as long as they live in the land which you gave our fathers. Moreover, concerning a foreigner who is not of your people Israel, who has come from a far country for the sake of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when they come and pray in this temple, then hear from heaven your dwelling place and do according to all that which the foreigner calls to you, that all the people of the earth may know your name and fear you as do your people is. They may know that this temple which I have built is called by your name. When your people go out to battle against their enemies, whenever you send them and when they pray to you toward the city which you have chosen and the temple which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer and their supplication and maintain their cause. When they sin against you, but there is no one who does not sin, and you become angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, and they make them captives to a land far on there. Yet when they come to themselves in the land where they were carried captives and repent and make supplication to you in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned, we have done wrong and have committed. And when they return to you with all their heart, with all their soul in the land of their captivity, when they have been carried captive and prayed toward the land which you gave to their fathers, the city which you have chosen, toward the temple which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven your dwelling place their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Now, my God, I pray, let your eyes be open, hallelujah, and let your ears be attentive to the prayer made in this place. Now, therefore, arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests, O Lord, be clothed with salvation. Let your saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, do not turn away the face of your anointed. Remember the mercies of your servant. Solomon had finished praying. The fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. But all the people of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple. They bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and waved and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of the Lord. And the priests attended to their services. The Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David had made to praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Whenever David offered praise by their ministers, the priests sounded trumpets opposite them while all Israel stood. I'm reading chapter 7. Furthermore, Solomon consecrated the middle of the court that was in the front of the house of the Lord. For there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings before the bronze altar, which Solomon had made, was not able to receive the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the fat. Because at that time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great assembly from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Egypt. And on the eighth day, they had a sacred assembly, for they observed the dedication of the altar in days and the feast 7 days. On the 23rd of the seventh month, he sent the people away to their tents, joyful and glad of heart for the good that the Lord has done for David, for Solomon, and for his people Israel. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and Solomon successfully accomplished all that came to his heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain or common, or command the locusts to devour the land and send pestilence among my people. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal the land. Hallelujah. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever. And my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, and do according to all that I have commanded in your judgment, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom as I have covenanted with David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a ruler in Israel. I'm going to stop right there. And the reason I went over the whole thing, because most of the time people only read 2 Chronicles, and it goes straight to verse 14. If my people who are called by my name, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Christ is within the kingdom of God, is within us. When we receive Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior, and allow him to come into our heart and take lordship and ruler over our lives. Hallelujah. And he now that the Holy Spirit comes in our bodies, now a temple of the Holy Spirit. We look at that temple Solomon made, beautiful temple. But now God's dwelling place is within us. Amen. It's within us. Apostle, what do you mean is within us? The Bible tells us, hallelujah, our bodies are what? Temple of the Holy Spirit. Your physical body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So let me go back over it. You are in a covenant relationship. I am in a covenant relationship with Almighty God. God is a covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. So as we rededicate our lives or dedicate your life and live for Christ, the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And live for Christ and have 100% perfected faith like Abraham had. Hallelujah. Believe before we even utter the words that what God says he will do for you, for your children, but he will do if you have that faith. And you believe and you have dedicated your life to God and living holy and righteous. Every prayer that you pray, the Lord will hear your prayer, and the Lord will answer you. Hallelujah. We thank God Jesus came to fulfill. Oh, hallelujah. What is in the Old Testament, he fulfills it in the New Testament. So now we do not have a temple made with the bricks and stuff with human hands. No. But we have the spiritual temple of Almighty God within us. My brothers and sisters, we have to live holy, including myself, and righteous under the Lord. Hallelujah. We cannot contaminate the temple of Almighty God for the things we do. Hallelujah, for the things we do. What are you saying? What are you doing? Are you contaminating that temple of Almighty God? Are you doing things that you're not supposed to do? Oh, search me, O Lord, and know my heart. If there's any wicked way in me, Lord, uproot those things. What we do, is it pleasing to Almighty God? When we repent, the Lord will forgive us. Hallelujah. But do we take time, and when the Holy Spirit convicts us, do we repent? No, when you convict us, we just go along doing what we want to do. Then you see, God is a faithful God. Then we wonder why our prayers are not being answered the way we want it to be answered. First of all, we lack that perfected faith. The second thing, we're doing what we want to do. We don't wait on God. We do everything that we want to do. Hallelujah. When the Lord chastises us, my brothers and sisters, you cannot come to these prayers that I just prayed, what I just read, if you have not wholly rededicated your life to Christ. And if you sin, he is faithful and just. If we sin, we can call upon him. He's faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I took some time, and because you want the word of your word to be read thoroughly and just not use like it's for it. But Lord, we pray that prayer that Solomon, when he dedicated his temple. Father, first of all, our bodies, as you said, are temple of the Holy Spirit. I don't know who will join me this morning. But Lord, even if I have to stand by myself, Lord, I come to thy throne of grace, O God. And Father God, I ask you to forgive me of every sin I have committed in thought, in word, in deed. Almighty God, have mercy upon me. Oh, have mercy, your mercy on you every morning, O God. I do not want to enter December 1st with baggages. Oh, God, so I pray for mercy in the name of Jesus. For this ministry also, mercy, oh, God. Mercy, mercy for myself. Mercy for those that are praying along with me, oh, God. Who believe in your word, we pray, Lord, for mercy. We pray that the blood of Jesus wash away our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, wash us, purify us. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus and Lord Almighty, we offer our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. Father God, because we walk by faith and trust in you. And so, Father, this morning on this day, November 30th, 2023, oh God. We know that you have forgiven us, but we rededicate our bodies, which is a temple of the Holy Spirit. We rededicate ourselves to you. Let the Holy Spirit rest in us. Let the Holy Spirit lead us, teach us, and guide us. Father God, we rededicate our bodies, our soul, our spirit to you, O God. Father God, have your way. You be in that driver's seat. You teach us, you lead us, O God, so that when we even come to pray for others and pray for ourselves, every prayer that we pray will be answered. Father, we thank you for the chastisement, the purging. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you for cleansing. We thank you for purification. As we enter into this the new month of December tomorrow, Lord, every baggage, we have left it on the altar. And we are free. Ooh, the Son is free indeed. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we pray this morning for the children as they go back and forth to school. We ask you to cover their buses, their classrooms with the blood of Jesus. We pray for the adult children, oh God. We ask you to be with them, guide and protect them, cover them in the blood of Jesus. We put the armor of God and the armor of light upon our adult children. And Lord, those who do not know Christ, we pray that the Holy Spirit will move upon the hearts of our children that do not know Christ, that they will receive Christ. Those that know Christ, Lord, we pray that you will move them higher in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the children, the grandchildren, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all. Now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in Jesus' name.